Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Disgusting, man. That we could be so myopic in our view of the world that if it's Republican, it's bad. And since it's Republican and they're bad, keep that Republican National Convention and the tens of millions of dollars and the world stage the hell away from Pittsburgh. It's so bad that an obnoxious, vile, hate-filled tweet goes out from a so-called leader that you folks elected, not me, that says, absolutely the F-bomb not, when Bethany Hallam was asked if she would support a Republican convention. Man, there are folks with adult minds who think like adults who support this. One of them, County Executive Rich Fitzgerald. Good morning, sir. Tell me why this is a good idea.
Well, Marty, first of all, no industry, I think you mentioned this in the intro, has been hit more than the hospitality industry over these last couple of years. Our hotels are they've been in very big trouble. The workers who work at those hotels have really suffered. The restaurant workers, the bartenders, the waitresses, the waiters, the cab drivers, et cetera. You could go on and on. When we go after a convention, we don't put a litmus test out there to say, do we agree with what you believe in? We don't say to the energy industry or to the engineering industry or to a religious convention that might come to town, we don't believe in your religion, so you don't come here. Look, this, and I think you're low on your numbers, by the way. We're going to probably attract more than 100,000 people for almost a whole week.
Wow.
It's over $100 million, probably closer to $200 million of economic impact that we are talking about. That doesn't count the national spotlight that will be on Pittsburgh, showing the way Pittsburgh has transformed itself with robotics and artificial intelligence and education, all the great things that we all know about, but the world doesn't always get to know. So that's a sidelight, because most conventions don't get that kind of, you know, national attention,
right,
the way a political convention. Look, we put in for the Democratic convention too. I want them both. I'd love to have them both come here and have our hotels filled up and have these folks, you know, earn back some of the money that they've lost, you know, over these last 2 years. So, you know, whether it's the furries, whether it's, you know, the NRA has come here, Planned Parenthood has come here, right and left. You're going to have, but if we start putting a litmus test on people, that, you know, you can't check into my hotel unless you've, you know, you have a certain, you know, philosophy, I think it puts us in a bad spot.
I'm trying to recall the last time the Republicans had an event here that attracted violence, and I can't. But I can tell you right now, if I want to say progressives cause violence in Pittsburgh, I could tell you they have when they rioted downtown and burned businesses. And how can you, sir, how can you work with politicians who say things like this? This convention attracts hateful people, and the risk of violent protest is significant. That, my friend, is dangerous thinking, is it not?
Yeah, well, first of all, again, you know, free speech, people are going to say lots of things, particularly now with social media. People can tweet out all kinds of things. That doesn't mean they're setting policy. Doesn't mean they're just making noise. So,
nice.
You know, I give Visit Pittsburgh credit because they're trying to represent their industry, the industry of hospitality and restaurants and hotels. trying to fill up the rooms, the convention center, you know, things like this, the tax revenue that come in with big conventions. The benefit and the ripple effect is tremendous. So let's say, let me take it a step further. Let's say we would bid for the Olympics in a few years. Do we now say to certain countries, well, you're not allowed to come with your athletes. We don't think you treat your people right, or you don't, your human rights policies aren't what we expect. Look, we can disagree with all kind of things. And look, I'm a Democrat. I hope the Democratic convention comes through. I'd much rather have that one, and maybe they will. You know, Cleveland hosted the Republican National Convention last time, and people in Cleveland will tell you, and it's a Democratic county and city, just like Allegheny is, they will tell you the revitalization that has brought them has been tremendous. And I'll go back about a dozen years when Pittsburgh hosted the G20.
So,
that gave us such international acclaim about what Pittsburgh was becoming, more green, sustainability, robotics, all the things that we try to promote. Were there problems with the G20? Anytime you attract that type of worldwide notoriety, you're going to have people that come and protest. And it would be on both sides. I've gone to conventions, the Democratic convention, and you see the Republicans standing there,
protesting.
Some Republicans, protesting, yes, the pro-life folks or the gun rights folks, or, you know, you name it, and it'll be on both sides.
But Fitz,
you're going
to
attract that type of attention.
Isn't this what's wrong with politics in America? The myopic view that to hell with them, I'd rather ignore $200 million. Isn't that what really irks you like it irks me, sir?
I say, yeah, well, if that was the prevailing sentiment, yes, it would.
Yes.
But it's not. Most people understand what this is about. This is about business. This is not about the philosophy of whether you agree with a political party or not. I hope the Green Party comes here. I hope the Libertarian Party comes here. I mean, you could go on and on if they have their conventions here and fill up our hotels and spend money and put some of our people to work. Again, particularly folks in these industries that have just been hammered last couple of years with the pandemic.
Fitz, when's the last time you sent out an F-bomb in a tweet, sir? Oh, never. When's the last time you put an F-bomb on Facebook? Oh, never. When's the last time you sent out an F-bomb in a text? And I've known you more than, more than 50 years. When's the last time, sir?
Everyone has a different style, and it's just not the way.
It's obnoxious.
You know, I'll make my arguments for jobs and the things that I would do.
It matters. Matter.
There's people that go against the, you know, when the energy industry wants to come to town with a couple thousand people that don't like it because, you know, they're not for climate change or whatever. And I can agree with the argument that people want to make, but again, you start to put litmus tests on who gets to come to our town.
That's right.
It gets a little dicey.
Aren't we
a welcoming city? Hasn't we turned a corner that we want to welcome people of all stripes, of all denominations, of all ethnicities, of all sexual orientation, et cetera? And, you know, now all of a sudden we're for some people, and I think it's a very small vocal minority that wouldn't want to do that. By the way, the other four cities that are in this are all Democratic cities.
They are, sir.
Even Salt Lake City, Milwaukee, Nashville. In fact, those cities, quite frankly, and those counties are actually more blue than Allegheny County is. Nashville, people think of Tennessee, but if you looked at their county actually is much more Democratic voting than Allegheny County was.
Fitz, you're the man. Thanks.
All right, Marty. Talk to you later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.